When you talk to the coaches, they don't seem too concerned about a lack of continuity for the Packers defense heading into the regular season next week against the Eagles. But what do you think? The Packers have missed any number of linebackers and have been moving players all over the board. Cullen Jenkins nursing a calf injury on the defensive line. Al Harris and Atari Bigbee starting the season on the PUP list. The projected 11 starters have not been together in games or on the practice field for most of the preseason. Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers said he's trying to look at the bright side.
You know, in some ways you have to look at the positives of it because it's forced us to have to look at a lot of different combinations. And, you know, there'll be times during the season that we aren't going to have our whole group together. I mean, that happened to us early last season, you know, the first four games. Okay, Brandon Chiller, you know, after the second game played safety for us. And he had never taken one snap at safety out here. So you have to take into account that there are going to be injuries and it just can't take you out of your whole scheme. And then what do you go to?
Last year it took a while for the defense to get it going. When they did, they were very good. Can the Packers hit the field and hit their stride right off the bat this season?
When you look at us defensively a year ago, you know, I think we were a different defense the second half of the season than we were the first half of the season. You take probably one game out of there, you know what I mean? And our defense early in the season, we had a hard time stopping the run. We ended up the number one run defense in the league. So you just keep having to work, you know, and get better at the techniques and figure out really what you are defensively and what you can do efficiently. And so, you know, we certainly in the preseason, you know, we haven't reached that point yet.
Capers said the one thing they do have is a better feel for their personnel.
Because we've been through a year, you know, with guys. We've seen how they've responded, you know, in situations. We've seen how they respond when you give them more to work on mentally. And, you know, where we are, we're always going to do what we feel we can execute efficiently. You know, if we're going to make mental errors or technique errors, then it'll get cut way back what we do. I just think you have to play the percentages. You aren't going to beat many people if you beat yourself.
It'll be interesting to see just how the Packers handle their secondary. There's a good chance that rookie free agent Sam Shields will open the season at Philadelphia as the team's nickelback. Just how confident is Capers if that scenario unfolds?
Well, we're going to put our best guys out there. If Shields is our best guy, we'll put him out there and we'll go to work. You know, I just feel like whoever we put out there, we're going to have confidence in and we want him to go play aggressively and we'll go from there. So, you know, we haven't made a decision on that. There's going to be a lot of young players probably on the field for a lot of teams, you know, in the opener. And, you know, so hopefully if we put young players out there, they're ready to play and play for 60 minutes for us.
Capers said tonight's game is very important yet for the players. It's not just who's going to make the team, but who's going to play what role when the regular season rolls around against Philadelphia?
It's important. I mean, there's decisions that are yet to be made, and first impressions and last impressions are pretty important, you know. So I think what it does, it gives guys an opportunity to really show how much progress they've made and where they are in relationship to, can you count on them being ready to help you in any position?
Last season was a feel-along process as the Packers were getting used to each other and the new defense. This season, learning the defense no longer an excuse, the Packers are hoping to get off to a better and quicker start.